Jewish, Lockish.
More Jewish. How many lines up from the bottom?
Five lines from the top.
No, from the bottom.
Bottom, I mean. Five lines from the bottom.
Okay. Ma'ika Lamimar, yeah. So we went.
Yeah, that'll work. Actually, we're one more line down.
You hear them all on top, Rabbi?
Sorry? I do whatever the rabbi tells me, so sometimes I'll get a late night text message or so, give the daf in the morning. I haven't gotten that yet, so we'll see. I don't know. As of now, just for today. Good morning, everyone. Today's Daf Yomi is sponsored by Menachem and Susie Schoenfeld for the Aliyah of the Neshama of Baruch Yosef ben Meir HaKohen. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, good morning, everyone. We are on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis 73b. The rabbi went a few lines past the Mishnah. So basically, we're talking about the idea of what's called Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is when you have a partial shir, not a full shir, like normally we talk about. For eating, for example, we're going to talk about a kazayas or a koseves, which is like a large date. What's the shear for eating? Talking specifically here about Yom HaKippurim for achila. So the Gemara has this machlokas. What about when you have less than a shear? You have what's called pachos mikashir. Less than a shear, less than a kazayas or so. You have a chatzi shear, a half shear. Is that also aser min haTorah? Because maybe you'll end up joining it with other eatings. Or is it actually mutter? So Reish Lakish holds its usherman. I'm sorry, Rav Yochanan holds its usherman at Torah, and Reish Lakish holds its mutter min haTorah. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah comes out very well according to what Rav Yochanan's opinion is, because it says the word usher, and the Gemara was bothered. What's up with the word usher when we're talking about kares? We're going to talk about that more. But the Gemara says, our Mishnah sounds very nicely like Rav Yochanan. So Reish Lakish, Ma'ika LeMeimar, the rabbi ended off. Mo de Reish Lakish, she'asur mid Rabbanan. Okay. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold it to mutter legamre. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold it to mutter lechatchila. He holds it to asur mid Rabbanan, a lower level of iser, not as important as Rabbi Yochanan. Ihachi, if that's so, says the Gemara, Lo nechayev alei korban shvua. So that means that if it's only an iser midrabanan, a person who makes a shvua called a shvuas bitoy, and he says I'm not going to eat something, okay, and therefore he's over on the shvua, he doesn't fulfill the shvua. So in such a case, a person should not be obligated to bring a korban shvua, because chatzi shir is only iser midrabanan. Okay, so the Gemara should say that it shouldn't be chal on a dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara asks if this is true, alama tanan, why does it say? It shouldn't be alma, it should be alama. Why? Alama tanan with a hey, it should have. Shvua shalo ochal, v'ochal nevelo sutrefo shkatsum urmasim, chayev, Rabbi Shimon Poter. So the Gemara wants to know, we're going to talk about this now. Let's say a person makes a shvua. A person swears, he says, I swear I'm not going to eat pork, God forbid. You know, pork or bugs or anything that's not kosher. Okay, now that's already usher min haTorah. So you would ask, what is such a silly person adding? It's a good question. He's not really adding anything. But the Gemara wants to know, even if that shvua will exist, will that work? Normal case of shvua, a person says, he wants to hold back, thank you. From something. So he says, you know, I'm not going to eat chicken today. Because that's a personal shvua. But it's not something that was already commanded by the Almighty. So, but when it comes to pork or things like that, non-kosher food, that's already commanded from the Almighty. So the Gemara says, in such a case, if he broke his shvua, the Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, he's chayev, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's pater. V'havinon ba, amai chayev. The Gemara says, and then we studied this question. We looked into it. Why is a person chayef? Mushba ve'omed mehar sinaihu. This is the phrase the Gemara always uses when a person makes a silly shvua. You can't make a shvua. It won't be chal. It won't exist for a person to make a shvua that the Torah already prohibited. You don't need to make it. Mushba ve'omed mehar sinai. On Har Sinai, I already said I'm not going to eat pork. I don't need to add anything to that. A shvua can only work on something that I'm adding to it, right? Like I'm not going to eat chicken, I'm not going to wear a black suit, I'm not going to sleep tonight. Those are all shvuas I could make. Okay, so here we go.
So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yochanan Amre, Bekolel Dvarim Hamutarim im Dvarim Ha'asurim. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Shvul can work when it's an Isser Kolel. Isser Kolel means the following, not going to Kolel. It means when you join Dvarim Ha'asurim im Dvarim Hamutarim. So I say, Shvua Shalo Ochal Pork V'Gam Of. You see? I said a shvua that I'm not going to eat pork, and I'm also not going to eat chicken, regular kosher chicken. So you see how I was kolel both a davar ha'aser and a davar ha'mutter. So says the Gemara, that's how you make it chal, that's how you make it work. Okay, and therefore the Gemara's lumdus is, the Gemara's Talmudic way of viewing it is, mitoch shechal shvuaso al ha'heter, chal gam al ha'isur. That means, since it worked on the heter, meaning since my shvua worked on saying that I'm not going to eat chicken, because that's a regular shvua I can make, it also works on the part that it shouldn't really make, but because of the kolel, it allows it sort of to piggyback off of that.
What about a situation where he's been eating pork, and suddenly he wakes up one morning and says, I'm going to be a Jew. He says, I now take a shvua that I will not eat pork. Isn't that another situation?
You're saying because his lifestyle sort of dictates that he's...
Personal lifestyle changes.
It's a great question, Mr. Martyr. But here's the thing. He's still, even though he may not have known it until now, he is still called Mushba Va'omed Mehar Sinai. His neshama was also at Har Sinai. Unfortunately, maybe he hasn't been paying attention for all so many years, or maybe he was never trained that way. But his neshama was still there. So we, even though he hasn't, you know, been connected to it, it still means that he's still a Jew. So therefore, he, you know, he then therefore cannot swear because he's still the same level of Jew as I am. But good question. Okay, so here we go. Says the Gemara, the Reish Lakish Amar Iata Motze. Okay. The only case you're going to find when a person says he's not going to eat a Dover Ha'isser and then he's Chayiv, Ela Bim Mefaresh Chatzi Shir, that he clearly said in his Shvua that he's not going to eat even a Chatzi Shir, because according to Reish Lakish, it's not Asur Min HaTorah. V'aliba D'Rabbanan. Okay, so therefore, and that would mean that the Mishnah holds like the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold that a person who makes a Shvua Stam, that he's not going to eat, then they understand that his Kavana is not about eating a Shir, but since he specifically said he's not going to eat a Chatzi Shir, even the Chachamim would agree that Shvua will work. Okay, that's one possibility. Oh, Bistam. Or you leave the Mishnah that a person just stam swore, I'm not going to eat. V'yaliba de Rebbe Akiva, de Amar Adam Oser Atzmo Bechol Shehu. That according to Rebbe Akiva, when a person just says stam, I'm not going to eat, he's not mefarish. The first case wasn't mefarish according to the Rabbanan. You had to specify in my Shvua al Pachos Mikashir. That's what the Shvua is on. According to Rebbe Akiva, he has this different shita, that a person who swears, I'm not going to eat, he is even including dvarim that are kol shehu, things that are less than a shir. Okay? Fine. So therefore, the Gemara says that Reish Lakish holds that Shvua works on a chatzi shir, because you're not mushba ve'omed al har Sinai about chatzi shir. Okay? Fine. So now the Gemara is going to ask, okay, so let's see. Fine. So now the Gemara continues. V'chi tema, and if you want to say, kaven de isle heter min ha'torah kachayel korban shvua, meaning maybe you'll say that because chatzi shir is mutar min ha'torah, even though it's aser midirabanan, so therefore kachayel korban shvua, that's how his korban shvua will work, and he'll be chayel for the korban shvua. So the Gemara says that can't work. V'hatanan, shvuas ha'edis. So the Gemara is going to prove from this Mishnah right now, V'hatanan, that Isser Dirabanan, you cannot swear against an Isser Dirabanan, meaning there's a question that we're discussing now is, we mentioned pork. Pork is, right, come on, who doesn't know pork, right? That's in the Torah. So the Gemara wants to know, when you swear not to eat something that's only Isser Midirabanan, right, and Reish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is Isser Min HaTorah only Midirabanan, are you also included in the principle of Mushba V'omed Me'ar Sinayu? Is that also given to you at Sinai, Isser Midrabanan, or is it only about Isser Min HaTorah? Okay, so pork is easy, that's in the Torah, right? That's, Nevelos and Trefos and these type of things. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to prove from a Mishnah, okay, in Maseches Shavuos, talking about swearing. So the Gemara is going to say that it's true that even on Issur D'Rabbanan, you cannot swear and say, I'm not going to do this Issur D'Rabbanan, because from Har Sinai, that's already included. Okay? So let's see. So Shavuos Ha'edus. A person swears that he does not know Edus to his friend. Meaning, you know, Reuven believes that I know something about how his money was stolen. So I take a Shavuos Ha'edus and I say, Reuven, I'm telling you, I'm in Beis Din, I'm Mashbia, I do not know anything about how your money was stolen. I have no idea. Okay? Says the Gemara. And then if I'm found out to be a liar, I have to give a korban shvuah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah over there continues, this is noheg ba'anashim velo benashim. It's only for men and not for women. Berechokin velo bekrovin. People who are not related. Bekshirim velo bepsulim. And people who are kosher witnesses and not pusul witnesses. And the Gemara says, ve'ena noheges ela beru'uyin lehayit. And then it says this phrase, and it's only applicable with those who are appropriate for testimony. Okay, I think we just sort of said that. So the Gemara asks, v'havinan ba, limu'ute mai. So who's that referring to? Who are we trying to exclude? People who are not appropriate for testimony. What does that mean, appropriate for testimony? So the Gemara, avadim, like what are we talking about? Servants, let's see. Rav Papa Amar limu'ute melech. It's coming to be mayit the king. The king does not be mayit in Beis Din because of his kavod, because of his honor. He does not testify in Beis Din in such a case. Okay, so therefore he is not roy lehayid because of his kavod. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar limu'ute mesachek bekuvya. Okay, folks, now with this line, we're getting to the raya. We're getting to the point of Issur D'Rabbanan. Just give it one more second, and we'll be there right at the kasha. Mar says this is coming to be memayet to exclude a mesachek bekovi. Mesachek bekovi are dice chuckers. They're gamblers. People who, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, they're pusilatis. Why? The Gemara says it's only an Issur Midrabbanan because ve'enan oskin b'yeshuvo shalom. It's in the third paragraph of Masechta Sanhedrin. They don't help the world. They just sit around wasting time all day, bam, gambling, cockfighting, horse racing, all that, you know, all these things that they do. And they're not helping anybody, certainly not Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, we don't want them to be made and based in. That's what the Gemara says. Enan oskin b'yeshuvo shalom. So the Gemara says, these people are excluded to testify. Frek de Gemara, v'ha mesachik dekovia midoraisa mechzi chazi. What do you mean? A dice chucker, it's bad. Gambling is certainly bad. But it's only a psul midrabbanan. Midoraisa, they're kosher for edus. Midoraisa, they can testify in Beis Din. Says the Gemara, the rabbanan who depaslu, and the rabbanan said that they can't testify. So therefore, velo kachayla alei shvua. And even so, that only the rabbanan said it. Only, I'm just emphasizing that. Only the rabbanan said Mesachek Bekuvya is possible to Edis. But still, in such a case, the Shvua does not work on that. So therefore, the Gemara says, in such a case, here also it should be the Halacha, that it should not be Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah, okay, where it's only a Midrabanan. The Shvua should not work. So if we say that Reish Lakish agrees that Chatzi Shir is Asr Midrabanan, why would his, if so, why would it, according to him, would the Shvua be Chal on a Chatzi Shir? How could the Shvua in our Mishnah be Chal on a Chatzi Shir? So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hasim de Omar Kra Im Lo Yagid Venasa Avono. The Gemara says, it says in the Torah, Im Lo Yagid, if a person does not testify, Venasa Avono, he will bear or he will hold his sin. And that's an Azhara, a warning to all people who know information in Beis Din and any important matter, testify. Tell people what you saw. Go to Beis Din. Do what you're supposed to do. It's a chiyuv. So the Gemara says, and therefore it says, you'll have your Avera if you don't. Okay? So therefore, it's mashma that only somebody who could be Hagid or Magid, he's the person who can go to Beis Din. Vahai, but this guy who's a dice chucker, this gambler, Lav Bar Hagadahu Klal. He is not a person who's appropriate to come to Beis Din at all, even though he's only Midrabanan. We say we're not Mekabel his Edus, and therefore he cannot have a Shavuos Edus. But when a person wants to fulfill a mitzvah, okay, and we say that the Shavuah is not Chal because he's already commanded upon it, if it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, even though it's a mitzvah Midrabanan, it's Chal the Shavuah. The Shavuah is Chal on a mitzvah Midrabanan. Just examples of Chatzi Shir, for example. Even outside of cases. We're machmir usually by chatzishir, even outside of achila directly. So a perfect example would be coming up to Pesach, one cheerio. You find one cheerio on the ground. So we say two reasons why you should get rid of that chametz. We're not concerned with peirurim. Peirurim are crumbs that you can't see that are in your carpet. So nobody's going to eat that. It's not possible to even find them. We're concerned about pachos mikashir, which is one cheerio. One cheerio is not a shir. A kazayis of cheerio is probably at least a big handful or something like that. But we're concerned about, number one, edible chametz, because one cheerio is edible. You could eat it. Number two is if you would sweep cheerios together into a pile, it would then become a shir. Right, each pruta would be mitzdarf to become a shear, and if you sweep them into a pile, it would become a chatzi shear. Okay? I mean a full shear. I apologize. Okay. So now the Gemara says the following. Okay. So the Gemara wanted to know before about Yom HaKippur, Aser Ba'achila B'Shtia. Why did it say Aser? It should be Karis. So now the Gemara is going to ask this question. The Kol Heicha De Anush Karis Lo Tani Aser? The Gemara says, and every time that the punishment is kares, where you're spiritually cut off, exactly what that means, it's machlokes. But basically, the Gemara says, it doesn't say aser. The Hatanya, I'll bring you proof that it does. Afal pisha amru, even though it says in the Mishnah, asar bekulan, that all these things, all the chamisha inuyim that are said on Yom HaKippurim, are aser. Lo amru anush kares ela al ha'ochel v'shoseh v'osim malacha b'lvad. The kares is only applicable not to sicha, not to rechitza, not to washing or anointing yourself. It's only applicable to eating, drinking, and doing work. So the Gemara says, but you see from this brisa that the word usser, okay, works also on the achil and the shtia that have kares. See? It says, usser bekulon, afal pisham usser bekulon. And this brisa specifies, the onish karis is only on the eating, drinking, and the malacha. But it says, usser by all of them, which means it's including, kulon means not just the ones that are not karis, the ones that are also karis. So therefore you see a brisa here that's telling us the word karis can go with the word isser, it works. Hachikamar. So the Gemara says, no, let's explain. Kisha amru usser, lo amru ela bechatzi shir. No, when we said usser, we only meant chatzi shir. Aval kishir, but if you eat a full shear or you drink a full shear, anush kares. The afal pisha anush kares. So now the Gemara really rewrites this brisa. And even though it's an onish of kares, ein anush kares ela ochel v'shosiv osim malacha b'vad. So the Gemara rewrites it and says, no, it really doesn't work so well with the usser and kares. The ibayis ema, another way to answer the question, which was how can you use usser and kares together? Ki katani usser ashara. When it said the word usser, it was talking about the other inuyim in the Mishnah, which are rechitza and sicha, and those do not have an onish of karis. So the Gemara says, Ditanu rab of Rav Yosef Bishar Sifrei Debe Rav. Sifrei Debe Rav is a machlokes, Lefi the Rambam, that's what we call the Sifra and the Sifrei, which are Midrashim and Sefer Devarim and all. But it could just mean certain brisos that Rav wrote. Rav was a big Amora, but we consider him like a Tana. So we use his Svarim, if you will. So these are brisos that are Debei Rav that came out of Rav's yeshiva. Minayin liyom ha-kippurim she'aser berechitza besicha benilas asandel v'tashmish hamita. How do you know all these things are aser on Yom HaKippurim? And these things are specifically not eating and drinking and working. Talmud lomar shabbos shabboson hilochem. The inisim es nafsho seichem, and the Gemara says you should explain shvos, which means to add other inuyim on top of achila and shtia. So therefore, the Gemara says that these other inuyim are learned out from the idea of achila and shtia, and therefore the Mishnah first mentioned achila and shtia, eating and drinking. Okay, gufa. Okay, so going back to chatzi shir, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, gufa. Chatzi shir. Rabbi Yochanan amar asur min haTorah, Reish Lakish amar mutar min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan amar asur min haTorah, kevin dechadzi litzterufei, because you could take each achilas iser, and you could join them together. And then it will become a shi'ur shalem, it'll become a complete shir, a complete eating. So therefore, isura ka'achel. Okay? So therefore, even the chatzi shir you're eating now, it is an iser. Reish Lakish amar mutar min haTorah, achila amar rachmana v'leika. The Torah only calls achila like kazayas or things like that. This is a less than that, so therefore it's not called achila. Okay. Just to tell you one more thing outside, going back to what we were discussing before a little bit, the Gemara mentioned, it seems to be that you do not have a problem of Isser Kolel, and that you can make a Shvua Midrabanan on, even though you're Nishba V'Omid Mi'ar Sinai, you could still make a Shvua that you're not going to do something on an Isser Derabanan. So just to let you, just to make you aware that the Rambam Shita is that every Midrabanan really is like a Dioraisa. How's that? Because the Rambam says that the Pasuk is, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Sasser Min Hadavar Asher Yagidu Lecha Yamin Usmol, that you must listen to everything that Chazal tell us, Chachamim tell us, and you shouldn't move from it left or right. And Rashi brings the famous drasha that even if they say right is left and left is right, that you still have to listen to them. So therefore the Rambam says that every Midrabanan, right, meaning every gzeir that Chazal added, a Ruvin, a Ruv Chatzeros, all these type of things are all really stem from the Koach of Torah. So therefore, according to that opinion, it shouldn't really make any difference, Dirabanan or Diraisa. So they say, so the Achronim say, yeah, correct, for the Rambam Shita, this Gemara is more difficult to understand. So to make you aware, other Rishonim learned that the Ramban says that you don't hang, the Ramban argues with the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and he says that you don't actually assume that every Midrabanan hangs on Lo Sasser. He says wherever you see in the Gemara it's used, that Chazal of the power, he says it's just an Asmach de Ba'alma. We're not really using the Pasuk. And therefore, every Midrabanan, although it is connected to Torah, and it's Ka'en Dioraisa, Tikain, it's whatever they enacted is like how the Torah enacted it, but it's not exactly the level of Dioraisa. It did not exactly come from them, according to the Ramban and other Shita. Okay? Good. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Akasha to Reish Lakish to try to prove to him Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So here we go. It says in the Torah, Kol Chelev Shor V'Chesev V'Eiz Lo Sochelu Ki Kol Ochel Chelev Min HaBehema V'Nichrasa Nefesh Ocheles Mi HaMeha. So the Gemara says, Ein Li Ela Kol Sheyeshnu Ba'ones. I only know the ones that are usher in that have the penalty of kares, which would be if you eat a shir shalem, and therefore if you ate chelev behema. So the Gemara says yeshnu bazhara, okay, koi vechatzi shir hoel ve'eno ba'onesh yavo eno bazhara. So the Gemara says that there are two examples of what is included in the warning, but not included in the full prohibition. The full prohibition is, you eat a full shear of chelev behema, you get kares, you're cut off. But the Gemara says, but the warning includes koi, which Rashi says is some type of animal that's a suffek chaya, suffek behema. We're not sure what is in. Anybody know what you translate a koi as, Art Scroll?
Goat and deer.
Goat and deer, okay. So, okay, but let's assume it's just some type of animal that we're not sure exactly what the status is, okay? So, So this animal that we're not sure is a suffix, so therefore it's not exactly clear that you can't eat it because it's not exactly a behemoth, it's not exactly a chaya. V'chatzi shir, and also chatzi shir, it's clear that you can't eat it, but it may not be usher min haTorah. So the Gemara says, hoel ve'eno ba'onesh, since they're not in the penalty, okay, of kares, yachol eno bazhara. Maybe therefore I'm allowed to eat them. Maybe because they're not in the penalty, I can eat them. So the Gemara says, Talmud lomar kol chelev. Kol chelev lo sochelu, and kol includes even these type of things, koi and also chatzishir. So the Gemara says, what do you see from there? That means that's a proof perfect to Rabbi Yochanan, because it says Talmud lomar kol. That means everything. That means chatzishir is also usser, forbidden. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Says the Gemara, no, midrabanan kras machta baal mahu. No, it's no raya. The pasuk's not really telling you that. It really is only talking about him in Isser Midrabanan. You have no right from the pasuk. Hachinam mistabra. This makes sense to defend this way. The Isal Gadaita Chidioraisa Koi Svekahi Itzterech Kral Asuye Sveka. So the Gemara says, you're right. This makes sense because this is a case of suffix. So you never need the Torah to include through a pasuk that the doubtful case is Asur Min HaTorah. The pasuk wouldn't include a doubtful, because the pasuk would tell us exactly what it's including specifically. Rashi explains, and it wouldn't include a doubt. So the Gemara says, "Im yishum halo irya." No, actually, not really true. This, if you would just say this, it's no raya, it's no proof. Kasaver koi bria bifnei atzmi. The Gemara says, no, this Tana of this Bryce would hold that koi is not a suffake, and therefore we actually know what the animal is, like Mr. Weissman was saying, a goat or something like that. But rather, it's a bria bifnei atzmi, meaning it's not a chaya, it's not a behema, it's something that God created and it doesn't really have a status. Okay, it's a bria bifnei atzmi, it's its own type of creation. And therefore you need the Torah to include that because it's a, you know, it's no offense, but it's strange. Okay, so here we go. Now, next shlav in the Gemara. Gemara says, v'chol dam lo sochu b'chol mosh v'seichem, lo'of v'la behema. I have to explain to you a little bit of this Gemara because we're going to walk right into Akasha, which is a little bit difficult, but here we go. No problem here. So it says, any dam, don't eat it. Of and behema. It says in Maseches Krisis that we learn from this pasuk, klal uprat, that we include balei chayim, other types of animals that their dam is usher, okay? And the Gemara says, fine. Maha prat mefurish davar sheyesh botuma, af kol davar sheyesh botuma, all of them are usher. And the Gemara says, what is it that coming to include? That's a Gemara in Krisis. Gemara says, what's that coming to include? It says, behema and of are written clearly in the pasuk, and also achaya is too. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Edi Bar Avin in Krisis, that the Brisa is coming and the Pasuk are coming to tell us of dam of koi. This animal, it's a suffix, it's coming to include this animal's dam is usser. It's usser b'achila and your chayav on it karis. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to bring a raya from Rav Edi Bar Avin that koi is a bria bifnei atzmei. It's going to bring a proof to the idea that koi is its own type of animal. It's not exactly a chay, not exactly a behema. Says the Gemara, De'ilo tema achi, if you would not say that koi is a bria bifnei atzma, it's its own animal, ha'damar of Edi Bar Avin, af kol davar sheyesh bo tuma, which is la'asuye koi, kol davar is including this animal called a koi, koi sveikahu, it's derechra l'rabuye sveika. So the Gemara asked the same question before, which is, you don't have a pasuk include a doubt. The Torah knows what it wants to include. So the Gemara says, Ella bria shiny, rather a bria bifnei atzma, its own animal is different. It's different from a chaya and a behema, and the Torah needs to tell us that you can't eat its dam. So hachanami here also, bria bifnei atzma, and therefore it's different from a behema and a chaya, and therefore the Torah needed to tell us. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says you have no raya, not according to Rabbi Yochanan and not according to Reish Lakish. Because why did the Torah include koi? Because the Gemara says chatzi shir was no raya because it's an asmach de ba'alma. The Gemara defended Reish Lakish and said, no, there's no raya from the pasuk. It's not really the raya. It's only an asmach de ba'alma. But what about koi? Koi, we said it needed to tell us because it's a bria bifnei atzmei. So you have no raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so now here we go. So the Mishnah told us aser b'achila v'shtia, etc. So the Gemara is going to explain, how do we learn from this pasuk iser achila and shtia on Yom HaKippur? Tana Rabbanan. So we learned in a brisa b'chodesh hashvi b'esar l'chodesh ta'anu es nafsho seichem. So the Gemara is going to explain, how do we get to this? You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't wash. Meaning, maybe I should, I don't know, sit on a bunch of like a bed of spikes all day on Yom HaKippur. Maybe I should be ma'ana myself that way, right? You know, corporal punishment a little bit. Maybe that's what we're supposed to do. Maybe that's what the Torah is commanding us. Tana Rabbanan, ta'anu es nafshu seichem, yachol yeshev b'chama o b'tzina kidei sheyitztayer. Maybe it means you should sit in a furnace or something, you know, sit in a burning hot place or a very cold place. Says the Gemara, Talmud lomar v'chol melocha lo sasu. Since the Torah connected the idea of working with the inoy, okay, it connected the two. Ma melacha shevaltase, af inoy nefesh shevaltase. No, it means you don't have to actively kill yourself, right? It just means that shevaltase. The Torah tells you to refrain from melacha. Okay, so therefore the inoy also says refrain from extras, refrain from enjoying or exciting yourself. But you don't have to actively go out there and punish yourself. Nobody's looking for that. Okay? Good. Ve'ema hecha de yasib b'shimsha v'chayim le lo neymale kum tuv betula. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, still I have a kasha. Maybe once you're already sitting in a hot burning sun, we would say to you, do not get up and go into the tzel. Do not get up and go into the shade. Or, yasid betul of a karle, you're sitting and you're freezing. You're sitting in a shady place and it's very cold. Lo nemele kum tuv b'shimsha. We would tell you, continue your inoy, because you're not actively enhancing your inoy. You know, you're shei v'altase, you're just not moving. So the Gemara says, no, can't be. It said the Isser Malacha is close to Inoy, so therefore the Inoy has to be Dumya de Malacha. Ma Malacha lo chalaktaba. Okay? Rather, whatever is called Malacha in all ways is Usser. Af Inoy lo tachlokbo. Rather, in all fashions you're commanded for Inoy. So therefore, of course, the Kavanah is not for sitting in the hot burning sun or the cold, because then you're... Then the Gemara is assuming you're only going to be involved in Inoy if I was already sitting in a burning sun. But what about somebody who's just fasting? That wouldn't be Inoy. So the Gemara says, no, we don't want to start making these distinctions. The Torah just says, don't eat, and therefore that's considered Inoy. Tanya Iduch, a different way how we get to the Isser of Achil and Shtiyah. Te'anu es nafsho seichem. Yachol yeshev b'chamu b'tzinev yitztar tamalom rachol malacha lo sasu. Okay? Ma malacha davar sunat. Now here's where it's different. Ma malacha, just like malacha davar shechayavin alav b'makum acher, just like by malacha, it's usher here, and it's also usher somewhere else in Isser of Kares, and that would be working on Shabbos. It's not only usher on Yom HaKippur, it's also usher on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, af inoy nefesh, davar, it's shechayavin alav kares b'makum acher. So what's the makom acher? Where's another place that you're chayiv kares if you don't eat? Where would that be? So the Gemara says, ve'ezezez that pigul v'nosar. Pigul means that you have a korban, you have the meat of a korban, and the time of the shechita, I was thinking I'm going to eat it at a different time, chutz l'zmano. I'm not going to eat it at the appropriate time. It needs to be eaten in, let's say, one day and one night, and I don't, therefore it's pasul. V'nosar is basar korban that was left over, and it's after the zman achila. And in both these cases, you're chayav kares. Okay? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say things that you're only bringing kares in another place via eating, avi pigel v'nosar shehein b'kares, I'll bring them. And therefore, specifically them, you're chayav in inoy v'lo avi esa tevel. But I will not bring tevel, because again, you're not allowed to eat tevel. That's fruit where they did not take off trumos and maestros. But she'eno bekaris, the punishment for tevel is misa bidei shemayim. You're spiritually chayav misa. Your neshama is killed, if you will. You're chayav misa bidei shemayim. Talmud lomar te'anu es nafsho seichem, v'inisem es nafsho seichem, and therefore riba. Therefore we include even tevel, even though it doesn't have karis in another place. So the Gemara continues, avi tevel shehu b'misa, but I won't bring in, therefore, another thing that you can't eat. You can't eat a nevela, you can't eat a pork, right? Or non-kosher fat, which is not misa b'dei shemayim, that's just a lav, and you get malchus for it. Talmud lomar ta'anu v'inisim es nafsho seichem riba, therefore we include even eating nevela, you can't eat that also. Okay? Avi es ha'nevela shehu b'lav, v'lo avi es ha'chulin, right? Chulin are... things that are not kodesh, she'eno belav. Okay, there's no iser at all to eat chulin, and maybe it shouldn't be usher to eat them on Yom Kippurim. Talmud lomar te'anu v'nisim es nafsho seichem, therefore riba. Continues the Gemara, avi chulin she'enon bekum echol. There's no mitzvah to eat them. V'lo avi esa truma shehi bekum echol. But truma, let's say I have, you know, nice glot kosher truma fruit. You know, and I can eat it. So maybe there's a mitzvah to eat it. Maybe I should eat that on Yom HaKippurim. Talmud Lomar, no, it says Ta'anu v'nisim es nafsho seichem riba. Again, we're including a lot of things here. Avi es hatruma she'eno bebal tosiru. There's no iser to leave over or la'achar zman eating truma. There's no time limit on truma. V'lo avi es hakadshim she'ein bebal tosiru. But kadshim korbanos that are for the Beis HaMikdash, they have an iser of leaving them over, okay? So therefore, you can't leave them to be mosar. And therefore says the Gemara, Talmud Lomar, Ta'anu v'nisim esnafshu seichem riba. Again, it included all of these different categories of quote-unquote eating. V'im nafshecha lomar, and if you want to say that you want to learn from this hekish that the Isser HaTorah is achil and shtia, I'll bring you a different raya. Rei omer v'ho'avadati es ha-nefesh ahi mikerev ama. Okay? And what do you learn from this pasuk? Inoy shehu avedas ha-nefesh. You must have a an afflicting, I guess, of your soul, which literally loses your soul. What does that mean? Okay? And mahu zeh ve'eze zeh zeh achilu shtia. Meaning, it loses your soul in the way that it makes you feel better. Meaning, when a person, I'm sorry, it makes you feel worse. When you don't eat or drink on Yom Kippurim, you sort of lose yourself, you get a little bit lightheaded, you don't feel well, okay? And therefore, achil and shtia are mekayim es nefesh, and if you don't eat in a certain amount of time, you could eventually die. Okay, that's another way to look at it, I guess. So now the Gemara was a little bothered. V'im nafshecha lomar. And this other pasuk. So the Gemara says, what would you have thought? My v'im nafshecha lomar. What was it possible to ask on this drasha previously? And therefore you said, and v'im nafshecha lomar, if you don't like that drasha, I'll give you a different pasuk and say for Vayikra and say, you're only allowed, you must stay away from things that make your soul feel better. So what would you have asked? What would you have asked on all those things that I included? So the Gemara says, V'chitema ba'arayos kamishtavi kra, maybe you'll tell me that the pasuk over there is talking about V'inisem es nafsho sechem, is talking about arayos. Arayos here meaning tashmish hamita, okay? Because there you have a chi of kares, which would be, the example of that would be arayos. Actual forbidden arayos, being with a woman, a forbidden type of woman, would give you kares, like to be boel anida, or something like that. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof that that's not true. Harehu omer v'avadati es nefesh, inoy sheyesh bo avedas nefesh ve'eze zeh achil v'shtia. It's referring to achil and shtia. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, okay, a couple more minutes left. Good. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. So the Gemara says another makor that the mitzvah of Inoy is specifically referring to achil and shtia. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, nemar kan Inoy. It says ta'anu es nafshosechem here in Vayikra. V'nemar lahalan, and it says when the man came down. In Sefer Devarim it says Inoy. Vayanacha vayarivecha vayachilcha es haman. It says the word Inoy in Vayanacha. You should learn from a Gzeir Shavah, Ma Lohala and Inoy, Shel Ra'avon. It was a time of people were starving. Afkan, Lagabi Yom HaKippurim, Inoy Ra'avon. Okay? That's what it's supposed to be, I guess, you know. Hungry and thirsty. So the Gemara says, Nelef Im Ta'ane Es Benosai. Why don't you learn from another Pasuk? Which says, by Lavan, im ta'ane espinosa, if you will, afflict my daughters. Okay? Yaakov says, don't afflict my daughters. Now, over there, it's talking about tashmish hamita. Okay? So the Gemara says, why don't you learn from Lavan about the idea of Inoy, of tashmish hamita on Yom Kippur? Why don't you learn from that pasuk? It's in the Torah. Says the Gemara, donen Inoy derabim, Inoy derabim, Now that was talking about for specific individuals. I mean, we feel badly, of course, hurting Rachel and Leah, but that was for individuals. We're talking about, we need a pasuk that says, V'inisem es nafsho sechem, plural, to all of you, Kol Yisrael, that's what you all have to do. Okay? So here we go. Continues the Gemara. So now, V'nelef, learn from Me'inoy de Mitzrayim. It says, V'yareu sonu ha-mitzrim. We say this in the Haggadah. Vanitzak el Hashem, vayares anyenu. Anyenu, Hashem saw our affliction. Maxwell House Haggadah, come on, right? And God saw our affliction, right? It's my, I grew up on Maxwell House, so I'm sorry. That was the only Haggadah I had when I was a kid, and I loved the Maxwell House. I still have many copies of it, so. I apologize. I like how it says the eternal. It doesn't say Hashem, it says we cried out unto the eternal. Okay, anyways. So Amrinan, Zu Precious Derech Eretz. They held us back from being with our spouses. Yeah. Says the Gemara, from this Inoy you can learn out to Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, Ella donin inoy bidei shemayim, me'ina bidei shemayim, ve'ein donin inoy bidei shemayim, me'ina bidei adam. No, that was Mitzri inflicted. That was Egyptian inflicted, and therefore it's not a good raya. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Three more minutes left. Hamachilcha man bamidbar lemana noscha. So the Gemara is going to say, what was the inoy and achila of the man here? Hamachilcha man bamidbar lemana noscha lemana susecha leitivcha ba'achrisecha. Okay? It says that the eating the man was considered an inoy. Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi chadamar eno doa mi sheyesh lo pas b'salo l'mi she'ein lo pas b'salo. Somebody who has his bread in his basket, meaning somebody who knows that they have enough food for tomorrow, can eat today benachas, and he doesn't have to worry about bringing food on the table for tomorrow. The chadamar eno doa mi sheroeh v'ochel. Somebody who sees what they're eating, that you get more excited or it's more satisfying when you're looking at your whatever you're eating. Lemisha eno roeh v'o'echachel. You're not as excited when you can't see it. Okay? And therefore, because you couldn't see the man, it was therefore inoy. According to that opinion, according to the other opinion, it's because it had to fall every day and you didn't know what you were going to have for tomorrow. Amar of Yosef, mikan remez lesumin. Sheochlin ve'ein svein. This is a difficulty for people who are blind, unfortunately, that they can't see the food they're eating, therefore they are less satisfied. Okay, I think, yeah. Let's just see Abaye, and then we'll stop there by Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Abaye, helkach man de islei sudasa, somebody who has a suda to eat, lo lechla ela biyamama, only eat by daytime, therefore you can see it. Amar Ebzera Maikra, Tov mare inayim mehalach nefesh. A person who can see with his eyes is better than somebody who can feel it with their soul. It's better to see with your eyes. It's always better to eat when you can see. Have a good day, everyone. Okay, good. 1 minute left.